Hey, Sniff listeners, hear about the latest trends in the travel industry with the brand USA Talks Travel Podcast. Right now, listen to special live from IPW interviews featuring U.S. Travel's Jeff Freeman.
DMOs are at the heartbeat of U.S. travel.
Liz Bittner from Travel South.
A lot of key gateway markets are back.
L.A. Tourism's Adam Burke.
We all win when we all partner together.
Plus, brand USA's Stacey Melman and Jackie Innes with international travel trends and Chris Thompson's farewell finale. I'm Mark Flapidus. Join us for brand USA Talks Travel on your favorite podcast platform.
Brand USA Talks Travel.
Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024, and now here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. This year's Summer Olympics are boosting short-term rental bookings in Paris, writes reporter Elizabeth Casolo. Short-term rental bookings in Paris between July 26th through August 11th are up 46% compared to the prior 2 weeks, according to data analytics firm AirDNA. Bookings in Paris's suburbs for the Olympics are up 112%. However, AirDNA chief economist Jamie Lane said short-term rental rates during the Olympics are beginning to drop. Lane added, AirDNA expects rates to continue falling because hosts will get worried their units aren't booked. Next, Generation Z travelers are spending big on travel, especially hotels, writes senior hospitality editor Sean O'Neill. Generator and Freehand hotel brands, both of which heavily target guests between the age of 18 and 28, saw revenue jump 15% in 2023 from the previous year. The two brands have seen bookings jump 40% this year in markets such as Miami, Madrid, and New York. Alistair Tommins, CEO of the two brands, attributed that growth to spending by Gen Z travelers. O'Neill notes Gen Z is financially better off than young people in prior generations, with youth unemployment in the world's seven most well-off countries the lowest since 1991. Next, Europe's largest tour operator TUI is facing several challenges due to ongoing Boeing delivery delays, writes Travel Experiences reporter Jesse Chase Lubitz. TUI CEO Sebastian Abel said the company received fewer Boeing jets than expected, which drove TUI to extend leases on older aircraft. Abel added that maintenance expenses associated with older aircraft helped drive up costs for TUI. However, he said the tour operator expects to receive compensation from Boeing. Despite the challenges brought about by delivery delays, TUI still had a strong second quarter. The company generated just below $4 billion of revenue, a 16% increase from last year. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.
Hey, Skift listeners, hear about the latest trends in the travel industry with the brand USA Talks Travel Podcast. Right now, listen to special live from IPW interviews featuring U.S. Travel's Jeff Freeman.
DMOs are at the heartbeat of U.S. travel.
Liz Bittner from Travel South.
A lot of key gateway markets are back.
L.A. Tourism's Adam Burke.
We all win when we all partner together.
Plus, brand USA's Stacey Melman and Jackie Innes with international travel trends and Chris Thompson's farewell finale. I'm Mark Flapidus. Join us for brand USA Talks Travel on your favorite podcast platform.
Brand USA Talks Travel.